It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So we've started to see movement on a number of items that seem to have trouble gaining traction in the state legislature. First, a package of bills to raise revenue for roads passed out of two House panels. Susan, while these bills raise significantly less money for roads than Governor Snyder wants, are we finally on a path to getting some funding for roads?
Yeah, I do think that it's a start. You know, it remains to be seen what kind of success this will have when it goes before the two full chambers. But the appeal of this package, which was proposed by House Speaker Jace Bolger, is that you're not seeing the big tax increases or fee increases that were discussed last year when Governor Snyder started down this road of fixing the roads.
You know, Ken, we also saw a House panel approve a bipartisan plan to implement a statewide teacher evaluation system. So while the plan has lots of support, there's still some concern about the cost of implementation. The House Fiscal Agency estimates it could cost anywhere from $16 to $42 million. Could that price tag be a deal breaker?
Well, a lot of these issues that we see some action on here, the transportation package, this teacher evaluation package, and even the Detroit package have to do with the budget. So one of the reasons you're seeing movement here is that the budget needs to be completed. They want to complete it by early June, and these issues are just kind of become part of the budget. But it is true that anything that has a budgetary implication is going to have somewhat of a rocky road, at least some debate.
You know, Ken, as you said, all these issues, roads, education, this grand bargain for Detroit, they're time sensitive, but there's been this long delay. So is this sudden action too little too late?
In the case of the Detroit situation, the rest of the pieces have basically fallen into place. And the last remaining big piece is state support. And as the legislature rushes to get done before June and the August primaries, they're feeling pressure to act on it. And that's also true of the transportation issue, because even though it is tied to the budget, I think the public is demanding action on roads. And the last thing the legislature wants to do, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, is go into August elections or November elections without taking some action on roads.
Susan, do you think that public pressure is going to be enough to push the legislature to finally come up with some funding for roads, but also to move on the teacher evaluation plan and to finalize a bargain for Detroit?
I think that of all three of those issues, the public is most invested in the roads question. It still remains to be seen if they'll be pacified by this kind of piecemeal solution that's being debated, or if they want the full enchilada with the $1 to $2 billion that the experts and Governor Snyder wants for roads every year. I don't think that the public is quite as invested in the teacher evaluation piece. And of course, the Detroit rescue is extremely controversial.
And so we'll have to watch and see how it plays out. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.